This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, what are the blessings of the congregational prayers as far as our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah? So, dear listeners, we've been talking about the blessings and the beautiful ways in which congregational prayers, Salatul Jama'ah, helps us to increase our servitude, our ubudiyah of Allah. Of course, we've listed a whole variety of different ways in which our ubudiyah is enhanced via these congregational prayers, not just in individual level, but also in a collective manner. Now, one of the very interesting things that perhaps we might not consider when talking about ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, and how congregational prayers enhances it, is the role that the imam, the leader, the one who leads the prayers has upon our ubudiyah. Now, in congregational prayers, the person who stands in the front, who leads the prayers, who leads the people, is called the imam. And some people also call him the leader. And imam, of course, meaning, you know, the leader. And so it's interesting, but in the socio-political system of Islam, the one who is in charge of leading a group must possess a set of virtues and merits so that those merits also serve as an inspiration to others. Now, what happens is when the imam, when the prayer leader is a person who must be of a very noble character, of a righteous character, one who tries his best to follow and implement the Islamic laws and the seerah, the sunnah, the manners and ways and behaviors of the Holy Prophet and the imams, when this person is selected to be the leader, the imam, then of course people who look towards this individual also are inspired to be like that individual. And so in this very subtle, but perhaps even very overt and apparent manner, we find that congregational prayers has this very beautiful effect upon our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah. For surely, when an individual looks towards a leader who is just and righteous and honorable and noble, then this really inspires one to be in that same manner, just, righteous and noble.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Mutawassilin, the whispered prayer seeking mediation. Please stay with me. My God, O He None more generous than whom is reached by the reachers, and none more merciful than whom is found by the aimers. O best of those with whom the lonely are alone, O tenderest of those with whom outcasts seek haven, toward the expanse of your pardon have I extended my hand. Upon the skirt of your generosity have I fastened my grasp. Show me no deprivation, and afflict me not with disappointment and loss. O hearer of supplications, O most merciful of the merciful.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was the blessings of the congregational prayers in our ubudiyya, in our servitude of Allah, and most especially the role that the imam, the role that the person leading the prayers, and usually the one who is giving the sermons, the leader here has in our ubudiyya. And as we had said, that the prayer leader must be one who, of course, is worthy of this position, is worthy of this meritorious status of being the leader of the prayers. And so, of course, this is not given upon, you know, ethnicity or race or color or gender or family background. No, it is, this position is given to one who deserves it based upon religious principles, based upon Islamic principles. This individual who is leading the prayers must be just, they must be noble, they must be righteous, they must be honest, they must be a good person, they must know the Islamic laws and the Islamic judgments, and they must implement the Islamic laws upon themselves. And so this is the type of an individual who is the prayer leader. And we had said that when this kind of individual is the prayer leader, then of course the community members, the brothers and sisters in the community who are going to the Islamic center, who are going to the masjid, the mosque, or the community center, these people are inspired to be like that prayer leader. Now, in the congregational prayers, of course, this imam must have, above the rest, they must have more knowledge, they must put their knowledge into action, they must be pious, and they must be just. Of course, so we find that they need to have more knowledge than other people. They must also implement this knowledge in their actions. They must be pious, they must be just, they must be honorable. And so, for example, we have this beautiful tradition in Man La Yadharul Faqih, volume number 1, page 377, where the tradition says that place in front of you, as far as prayers, the most virtuous among you, and place the one in front of you who is the best among you, and then follow that individual. So, dear friends, when we, in the congregational prayers, place an imam, place a leader who is just and righteous, who is knowledgeable and wise, who implements his knowledge in his action, really what we're saying is that this individual should be a role model for Muslims. And so when we see this role model of the Muslims, then we try to be like that individual, and in turn, we gain these great blessings in our ubudiyya, in our servitude of Allah.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Manan,
haqqiq amani. IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allah, ya Rahman, haqqiq amani.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Nami Farhat Al-Amali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this life, we go through moments of happiness and some moments of sadness. When we receive everything we want, when we don't go through any struggle, we feel happy. But in few hours or days or weeks, when we go through a struggle or we lose something, we feel sad. We should ask ourselves, how can we not only feel happy in the moment, but to feel satisfied in our lives? Some people think that the answer is money. It is true that money can give you many things. You can drive a new car, your clothes are all good brands, you go on a holiday, you can do many things. Money can give you happiness, as in freedom and fun. But what money cannot give you is satisfaction, as in inner peace. This inner peace can help you to feel satisfied in every moment you go through in this life. Even if you are going through struggle, even if you are going through pain, you'll be satisfied and patient. This inner peace can be obtained only through spirituality and through remembering Allah Azza Ismu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 13, verse 28, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Surely, through the remembrance of Allah, hearts find satisfaction. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we were talking about the congregational prayers and how they very subtly and very in an inapparent manner help our ubudiyah, because in the very different ways that congregational prayers helps us, we do find that one of the ways is by presenting a role model, by presenting an imam, a leader who recites these congregational prayers with us and in front of us, and they lead these congregational prayers. We find that Islam puts forth a role model for the brothers and the sisters in this individual, who, of course, needs to be just and honest and righteous and noble, must be knowledgeable and wise, must implement their knowledge into their actions, and they must be just. It's very interesting, we find that being just, adil, is one of the requirements in so many different fields, individually, collectively, whether it's in the government or the military, or even if it's in your very own home. Being just is a principle, a concept, an idea which is emphasized very, very highly upon the Muslims and really humanity in general. So, of course, you know, we had said that they need to be, they stand in front of the community, they lead the prayers, they usually give speeches as well. And in the socio-political system of Islam, this person is the one who leads a group of Muslims, and of course they must have the worth and the merits to be able to do this leading of the congregation. And so, dear friends, you know, sometimes we say, well, the leader of our congregation, they might have this very minuscule flaw, or maybe I don't like this aspect about them, or I don't like that aspect about them. And based upon this, you know, individual and kind of selfish feeling, we say that, well, we're not going to go to the congregational prayers. This, in reality, is an unjustifiable excuse. You know, we do need to keep in mind that people aren't perfect, and we shouldn't expect people to be perfect. Sure, there might be some very small flaws or, you know, here or there in the congregational leader, which we need to, you know, look past, overlook these things. Of course, you know, these flaws can't be things which damage or harm the justness, the nobility, the honor, you know, the knowledge, the piety of the individual. If these things are harmed, then yes, this is something that needs to be taken seriously. And this kind of an individual who is doing damage to the community should not be the one leading the prayers. But of course, if it's something small, you know, the prayer leader, the imam, he came today and he was slightly in a bad mood. I mean, you know, we are human beings and we do need to take that into consideration. And finally, this is where we end our program. Remember that the one who is leading the prayers, the one who is leading the community, the one who is the imam, he should, of course, be the most virtuous among you, the most knowledgeable among you, and he should be the best among you in order to lead the community and lead the prayers. And so we pray that via this individual and via the collective effort in the congregational prayers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayers and the prayers of everybody as well in our ubudiyyah. Ilahana ma'adalak malika kun liman malak labbayka qad labbaytu lak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.